Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a tape dust jungle top loop and turning it into something way more useful than just a loop sitting on top of the track. We're going to carve it, shape it, and arrange it in Ableton Live 12 so it becomes a proper tension tool for drum and bass. Now, this is an intermediate move, because the goal is not just to make it louder or brighter. The real job is to make it feel like it's waking up, pushing forward, and leading the ear toward a drop, a switch up, or a phrase change. That's the kind of detail that makes a DNB arrangement feel alive. First, choose the right source. You want a loop with top-end movement already built in. Think dusty hats, chopped break fragments, shimmery percussion, tape hiss, that kind of energy. If the sample has too much kick or snare body, trim it hard. We only want the useful top texture. In Live's clip view, turn warp on, and for most percussive material, beats mode is a great starting point. If the loop is more smeared and tape-like, try Complex Pro, but keep it subtle. The big idea here is simple. Preserve the motion, remove the junk, and that junk matters more than people think. In drum and bass, the sub and main drums already carry a lot of weight. If your top loop has too much low-mid content, it can blur the groove fast. So be ruthless with trimming. You're not keeping the sample because it's interesting in every way. You're keeping it because the top motion is useful. Next, set up a clean processing chain on its own auto track. A really solid starting chain is a Q8, then drum bus or saturator, then auto filter, with maybe redux and utility if needed. Start with a Q8. High pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. If it sounds boxy or congested, dip a little around 300 to 600 Hz. If it's too sharp or fizzy in a bad way, soften the 7 to 10 kHz area slightly. You're trying to carve space, not make it sterile. After EQ, add a little weight and attitude with drum bus or saturator. Keep it restrained. You want grit, not destruction. A little drive goes a long way here. If the loop starts to poke out too hard, use soft clip or reduce the transient emphasis. The point is to make it feel worn in, a little unstable, a little tape top, not like a pristine percussion loop from a pop sample pack. Then bring in auto filter. This is where the riser behavior starts to happen. Use a high pass filter. Start with the cutoff fairly low, and automate it upward over time. That one move can completely change the emotional feel of the loop. It stops being a static texture and starts behaving like a transition. In DNB, that's a huge deal because momentum is everything. Here's a really useful way to think about it. The loop should feel like it's getting more urgent, not just getting louder. So instead of only turning up gain, automate brightness, cutoff, resonance, and maybe width. That gives you contrast. And contrast is usually bigger than raw intensity. Now let's talk about the tape dust part. A dusty loop should feel slightly unstable and animated, almost like the top end is fluttering around the grid. Saturator helps with that, and redux can add a bit of broken texture if you use it carefully. Don't overdo the bit reduction. You still want the hats and little break details to read clearly. The goal is character, not bit crush chaos. If you want a really effective build, automate the filter cutoff in stages. For example, over the first four bars, rise from a low, muffled position up to a more open sound. Then over the next four bars, open it further. By the final bar or two, let it get bright, tight, and urgent. If the transition needs more drama, add a quick final burst right before the drop, then cut the loop off on the downbeat. That sudden removal can hit harder than any giant sweep. That's one of the classic DNB tricks. Don't just fill the space. Let the tension disappear at the exact moment the drop lands. When the loop cuts out, the kick, snare, and sub suddenly feel bigger. Negative space is powerful. Now, because this is a jungle top loop, rhythm is just as important as tone. A loop that simply repeats unchanged will get stale fast. So shape the phrase. Chop it into one bar or two bar sections. Mute a few hits in the last bar before the drop. Leave tiny gaps before beat one. Add a reverse slice. Duplicate a short hat burst for the final pickup. These micro-edits make it feel hand-built instead of copied and pasted. That matters a lot in drum and bass, especially if you're working in darker styles. The more your loop feels edited to the arrangement, the more professional it sounds. You want listeners to feel movement, not automation for automation's sake. Also, pay attention to the snare lane. The snare is usually the anchor in DNB and jungle. If your top loop is fighting the snare crack, carve some space around 2 to 5 kHz. If it's stealing attention with too much shimmer, narrow the stereo image or pull back a little high-end. A strong top loop should support the groove, not compete with it. Here's a really practical way to arrange it. For the first 8 bars, keep the loop filtered and dusty. It should feel like atmosphere with rhythm inside it. Then over the next 8 bars, open the filter, add a small gain lift, and maybe introduce a few more chop details. In the last 2 bars before the drop, make it more active and slightly narrower, then cut hard on the drop. That gives you a clean, classic DNB phrase shape. You can also use the loop in different roles. In an intro, it can sit low and understated for 8 or 16 bars. In a build, it can become more urgent over 4 or 8 bars. In the drop, it can just supply top-end motion. And in a switch-up, it can briefly take over for a bar or 2 before falling back out. That flexibility is what makes this kind of loop so useful. If you want to push it further, try layering. Even if you start from a single sample, think in terms of layers. One layer for shimmer, one for grit, one for motion. You can duplicate the loop, process one copy more heavily, keep another cleaner, and blend them quietly. That's a great way to get density without losing clarity. And here's a pro move. Automate more than just volume. Automate harshness. Automate cutoff. Automate stereo width. A loop that gets slightly brighter, slightly narrower, and slightly louder as it approaches the drop usually feels more intense than one that simply ramps in level. That's because the ear hears changing character, not just changing volume. Use utility to check mono and manage width. A tighter pre-drop can actually make the drop feel wider. That contrast is huge. In fact, some of the best tension builds are not massive and washed out. They're controlled, focused, and just a little bit nervous. If you want extra underground character, duplicate the loop and degrade the duplicate with saturator, redux, or even a little more aggressive distortion. Blend that under the main layer. It gives you dirt without losing the clean motion of the primary loop. That combo works really well for darker jungle and neuro-influenced DNB. One more thing. Check everything at low volume. If the loop still reads when the monitor level is down, it's probably arranged well. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, you may be relying too much on harsh top-end energy. Good arrangement survives playback level changes. So let's bring it together. The workflow is, choose a top loop with useful movement, trim out the low-end clutter, carve it with EQ, add controlled grit, automate the filter, edit the phrasing, and use contrast to build tension. Then place it in classic DNB sections so it supports the snare, sub, and drop impact instead of fighting them. If you do it right, the loop won't just sit there. It'll feel like it's pulling the track forward, getting more urgent without taking over. That's the sweet spot. For practice, try building a 4-bar pre-drop riser from a single tape Dust Jungle top loop. Warp it, trim it, high-pass it, add a bit of saturation, and automate the filter so it opens gradually. Then add one reverse slice in the final bar and check it against your kick, snare, and sub. Keep it rhythmic, dusty, and tense. If it starts sounding like a cheesy EDM riser, pull back and make the movement more subtle and percussive. All right, that's the move. Carve it clean, automate it with purpose, and let the tape dust become part of the arrangement energy. In drum and bass, the details are what make the drop feel huge.